Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com. Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Well, let me just start with the first most obvious question to both of you gentlemen. I mean, the president says, as of last night, he's not going to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. How long is that likely to last, Dell?
Well, there's no telling. He's getting a lot of his lawyers, you know, Trump's lawyers are pushing him to cooperate with the Mueller investigation, although there's signs that that kind of cooperation's fraying. They've said on the record there are no signs he's going to fire him. I think a lot of this is just being stoked in the media and social media. But again, you know, the president, if you had said the president's going to fire Jim Comey in late April, I would have said no, there's no way he'd do that. It would cause a firestorm of controversy. He'd end up with a special counsel. There's no way he'd do it. And he did. And so I think, you know, making predictions about what the president is going to do, particularly this president, who, you know, often shoots from the hip and is and can be known for being slightly impulsive and stuff, is
right.
And going from the gut is not a good bet to make.
Well, point well taken about that none of us have a crystal ball about any administration, let alone this one. But Greg, I mean, you and your colleagues at the Washington Post just wrote an enormous article sort of taking a deep dive into the evolution of the president's look at, you know, the Russia issue overall and how we got here. So, I mean, given that background, do you have confidence that the president's advisors around him are going to hold the line and Mueller's going to continue in this position for a long period of time?
I mean, I would agree with Dell. I think that it's probably a daily battle inside the White House. His lawyers and advisors probably are weighing in constantly trying to push against this impulse that undoubtedly exists, right? I mean, you it's easy to imagine that Trump would see this as a solution to this problem, firing Mueller. But, you know, as we wrote in the story you just referenced, there are many times over the past year where his aides have been counseling him, urging him in one direction, and they think that they've made progress. They think they've cemented something in his mind, only to see it blow up.